Please listen as I read Psalm 121. You can follow along in your Bible or in your Psalters. A song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. As we turn our attention to this psalm, I want you to take special attention, or pay special attention to the question that is asked in this psalm. It's a psalm that it's a question that is actually very simple, but is packed with meaning. The question is, when you're in trouble, where do you look for help? When you're in trouble, where do you look for help? We do experience a variety of troubles, and if you look back and think of an answer to that question, you might recognize that sometimes you tend to look to yourself to be strong, or to look to your own ingenuity. Or you may turn to your favorite worldly deliverances by calling out on your money, or the strength of your spouse, or the wisdom of your doctor. Or you may just fall apart. You may tend to be fearful when you come into times of trouble. So when this question asks that amazingly simple question, it is really packed with meaning, because the answer turns your attention to the God of the Bible. My help comes from the Lord. There are two things that ought to be noted before we look at the verses themselves. One is that God often does use the things that I've just mentioned. God uses the wisdom of doctors. God uses the comfort of spouses. God uses money. But if you put your trust in those things, then you've been misdirected, and those things will disappoint you in the end. The second thing I want to point out is that you need to remember that God doesn't always deliver you in the way that you think. There is a mystery to the providence of God. Sometimes God does allow trouble. In fact, the psalm assumes that you will experience trouble. So when you read these promises, don't understand them to mean that you will never face any trouble. But it does mean that God won't abandon you in them. So let's look then to the promises that God has given to watch over you and answer that question. When you're in trouble, where do you look for help? What is this God like? Well, he's the God of the Bible, first of all. Verse 1 says, I lift my eyes to the hills. Remember that this is a psalm of ascents, a psalm that was sung as the children of Israel went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. So they were looking to specific hills, not just any hill, thinking that God lived on the hills. They were looking to Jerusalem and to the Temple Mount. That's where God had said he would meet with his people. So it was very significant when they said, I will look to the hills. They were looking to Jerusalem and to the temple. So do you and I when we are in trouble. We look to God and the God of the Bible. We look to where God says that he will meet with us. Specifically, God has said that he meets with us in the person of Jesus Christ. That's a very personal answer in this psalm, in a place where you should see Jesus in this psalm. God has said that he has come to make his tabernacle with us, to dwell with us in Jesus Christ. So you can look to Jesus specifically. You can also look to the corporate worship. That's what the Song of Ascents refers to going to that place where the corporate worship of God took place. So there's a time and a comfort that God has given to you as the people to look to this time, the corporate worship, as a place where God meets with you. You can look to this God of the Bible as he meets with you today. Secondly, this God is none other than the one who has made the heavens and the earth. That leads you to say, can any trouble be too difficult for God? If he made the heavens and the earth by the word of his power, is there anything that is beyond his ability? That's very comforting to say, my help is the Lord, even the one who made the heavens and the earth. Thirdly, the psalm says that he protects you in all places and in all times. It says he doesn't allow your foot to be moved, which has the idea of God protecting you wherever you go. And God never sleeps, which gives you the idea of God protecting you at all times. Just think of that. Whenever the enemy tries to get you, whether it be here or there, whether it be day or night, God is there. And God will protect you. Fourthly, God is always near to you, as near as your shadow. Verse 5 calls him your keeper, which can also be translated as your protector. The term bodyguard comes to mind. You know what a bodyguard is. It's the one who stands right beside you to protect you. But even that image of today that we have of a bodyguard falls short of what God does. Earthly bodyguards may fail. They do sleep, but God doesn't. God is always near. Fifthly, he guards you from natural threats, the heat of the sun, the cold of night. And then sixthly, he delivers you from temptation, preserving your soul from all evil. The psalm drives again to point you to Jesus Christ. God has delivered your soul from all evil and the work of Jesus Christ. He came to deliver your soul from death. Not only that, but this same Jesus Christ is a great high priest who has been tempted in every way you are, and yet without sin. So Hebrews says that Jesus is a merciful and faithful high priest. He's able to understand the temptations that you face because of that temptation. He has promised that he will never allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will always provide a way of escape. So where do you look in times of trouble? Where do you look for help? Our help comes from God who made the heavens and the earth. And the psalm closes by saying, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. As you sing this psalm, remember where your help comes from. It comes from God. Let's turn and sing Psalm 121 then. We'll be using the C selection of Psalm 121 this month. I invite you to please stand to praise